perhaps some people have difficulty. The positive energy of ego is coming gross levels. And the better we do, perhaps 3 times mantra of Lord Buddha. That time, the mantra is inner sound. Therefore, we do also deciding at the same time, the mantra sound is pervading into your heart. You feel. So the pulse energy is digested and controlled. This connotation of this mantra, what we're going to do is a control, great control, greatest control. We're going to say 3 times, but after the 3 times we stop, at the same time you listen that inner sound into your heart.
Daya tha om ne mo ne ma mo ne zo Daya tha om ne mo ne ma mo ne zo
When you realize powerful force energy of ego coming and going with your own experience, you can realize besides this physical body, another character, mind, is existent. You realize. It is so good, instead of running with fear, when the false energy of ego coming, instead of fear, with wide mind can face ego's problem. It's so wide. The weak wisdom, the narrow, weak mind, don't like faith. When the psychological ego's problem comes, through your own experience, introspective knowledge, wisdom, investigating how the ego functioning, and ego disappears, that produce encouragement and hopefully possibility to discover egolessness, natural human basic nature of human mind. You can see possibility, although you didn't receive that realization experience real, but there is a small experience. Through this logic you can see possibility, and you can see you have intelligent wisdom, ability, rather than your nature is hopeless nature. You can see it, isn't it? So worldwide, our mind is normally basically weak. We couldn't see possibility you can reach such an eternally peaceful realization. Even you couldn't think about, but the small, your own experience this time, that is so logical, with your own experience, you can see possibility, have a brave mind, and with the encouragement, how the human possibility is. It is not the Lama's power or wisdom, it is your wisdom, the your mind power. It is a small experience. Normally, often we use word of ego, ego, but we don't realize psychological aspect, mental attitude of ego. Although we use stereo and say ego, ego, we don't realize. We interpreted ego is a sort of physical thing. So necessary, real discover is the mental thing. It's so worthwhile. Such a short time, one time, to looking realization, egolessness. That attitude makes you distinguish it from the animals. Otherwise, what difference? Animal enjoy sense world and doing things, his ability, and he knows who gives food, he likes, he loves, and he breathing, he don't like, and the same thing as we are. Isn't it? What difference? So you realize, maybe you think, how I can do, have sort of intellectual, you know, thinking and writing, and I make money and live life, something like that. And perhaps to enjoyment, to looking themselves attachment, ego, and even the rank, mode they can do. They collect their food bigger than themselves. Look at the hand, he makes honey. Honey is bigger, he collecting than him. His collection honey is, if he can eat, maybe almost 1 year, his collection is maybe a couple of years, maybe 500 years he can last. But his life is too short still. You can see, isn't it? So what different Han, the animal Han, who makes honey, and such we are human beings, having intelligence? If the mind and the attitude is it not different only for living sense pleasure, is the same thing. Perhaps Han is more intelligent. They make their life is short and they make collection their pleasure such powerful. They make long time, although they die soon. So, such a precious human body, having intelligence and intelligent sense and perception and everything together, have ability and searching in the nature and to release all the mental development problem which is comes from ego. It's so worthwhile. It's so important. Since we born up to now, we did so many things by the ego, and the action is so transitory, so small pleasure. If you compare, so therefore, do not think it. My mind is so much ego's function. I'm too bad. Do not think. Do not put yourself down. Happy. Realize such things. Realize the mind is the only solution to release ego with your own effort. So worthwhile. So many years, ages, only built up ego. And with the hallucinated ego's projection since world. And running, and with lost mind. And the one time recognize, just flesh, so worthwhile. and putting effort, energy, the so worthwhile. So worthwhile. Do not think without your own effort, without your own wisdom functioning, can solve the schizophrenic mental problem, which is the positive energy of ego, is impossible. Mind is hopeless. You know. Lama don't believe. Lama can solve your problem without your own effort action. Dreaming. One who has that attitude is misbelieving, misconception. God do for me everything. Buddha do everything for me. I just wait. That's not true. I do nothing. That's not true. You did everything, so that comes now experience, powerfully. You can see now, isn't it? One station you can see with your own experience. What Lama wanted is, Lama wanted wide human being, wise human being, wise human being. Rather than too sensitive, ego's force energy occupying. Lama want enter the meditation. This is my own meditation course, given by my own wisdom. If you feel that way, so worthwhile. Otherwise, Tibetan Lama give meditation course, I win. Ego too, that also ego too. What purpose? Your old habit, schizophrenic mind, attitude not changing still. Then what meditation? Lord Buddha enlightened already with his own effort, with his own wisdom, he liberated from the schizophrenic mind. But still we are agitated condition. So you can see the realization is so individual. According to individual mind, effort, and wisdom. So therefore, realization is so personal. From this morning up to now, you people, everybody has different experience. Although, try you explain, you meditate as Lama explained. The different experience is the individual level of the individual mind. If you think you have so many things to do in your house and a friend, family, or so much to do, therefore difficult to sitting. That means you cope your mind with that. Since you born up to now, this way finish it, and you're going to die now, from now, and that way, end up with nothing. Isn't it? How are you finishing that? The materialistic life and walking is in accumulated. And coming after another. Then no thing you finish it. Okay, now I'm okay. I meditate. And I say, there's no time. You can see the occupied ego's energy in your mind is like somebody is injection. Every minute giving injection in your body, such so uncomfortable, isn't it? It's the same thing. Same thing. Just like that. If you realize. So therefore, so important to release attachment, ego. When you release that, you're gaining everlasting bliss, joyful realization, inner freedom, inner liberation, or nirvana. Doesn't matter where. By realizing such an agitated condition, ego's department or office, Milarepa, he escaped on the mountain and he eat only grass and stay on the mountain like animal. His mind is much more happy, much more pleasure. We eat today 3 meals till we think, oh, I try today too much ascetic life. Oh. He put in we such ascetic life as he did. That not fear, you think maybe. Ego think, oh, that not fear. That is history. We don't want that kind of, because all the supermarket is so much food, who go eat? Maybe you worry. Don't worry, supermarket. Even if you stay on the mountain, supermarket comes near you. If one is searching, seeking, investigating reality, inner nature, when the problem comes, helpful, instead of hurt, helpful. It becomes wisdom. It gives more energy. It gives more realization. Negative, it becomes wisdom. And when the negative comes, learning, truly learning, is helpful. Like Milarepa, when he started with his guru, Marva, long time, many years stay with his teacher. After the teacher Marva sent back him, go such place, mountain, to see your home and explain such things can happen. And he went and we come back wherever he born place, wherever he born place, house is no one living. Inside the house is animal house. Birds, things like that. For him, seems first time maybe he shocked, maybe. For him, that all becomes real teaching. That is so natural. And around family, no one can go. They upgrade Milarepa's family house. Even mother dead, no one can go. Because very famous, Milarepa, when he makes black magic. Everybody thinks if they go, they Milarepa make black magic and they destroy, they think. So no one did go. Even when coming back home, he asked somebody, or something heard, something like that. And they told, there is such house, but house is something, and no one live now, and there is Milarepa, such a man, and he is there, and he make black magic, and now all neighbor is cannot go, this place. And everybody afraid. But that is him. No one knows he is. When he heard that all, he learning that time, he sees more reality. Then slowly, slowly he went in his house and saw empty. No one touched. All things are there as mummy has, because cannot touch, because they operate with Milarepa. He makes play magic. So no one touched his things. And although everybody, the mummy died long time. And then go his house, and some mud with a little bit bones, and he pick up, and there was his mummy's bone. He only see mummy's bone. And for him, that is a great teaching by seeing nature. He really see impermanent nature clearly. He don't need somebody to say impermanent nature to show him. He clearly understands. You see now, the ego's interpretation in this sense world is always we think, without observing, we think solidity, sort of self-existence, hearty, we see. But one who knows in permanent nature, one can see every minute, 100 times changing, automatically. As you experience, when you're watching your mind feeling and the sensation, expression is automatically changing. You can see, isn't it? That same thing, internal world, the mind changing, that expression or reality is a similarity. In permanent levels, same thing, even outside world. So, actually, watching internal world is more interesting, more worthwhile than movie. Movie you see one time, a second time you're boring your mind, isn't it? If your mind is skillfully, the mindful wisdom watching in your mind, they're not boring. All the time, every minute, it's a new experience. It's constantly in movement. So remarkable experience. So you can see the ego's concept, each moment, contact with the object, making a different imprint in your mind. And that imprint is reacting again. That is we call karma. Imprint is called, effect is reaction. That is karma. Therefore, we say karma is so powerful. Why? Because impression, imprint of previous experience, ego's activity, is so powerful, so strong. The energy of ego, ego's energy, ego's pulse, is walking into your mind. Without your permission, although you don't want. If somebody is walking in your house, without knock, come rashly, and you're going to freak out, isn't it? You're going to freak out with that man. Even if you don't knock it, why you come? What is it you're going to say? Even if your closest friend come without knocking something open, you know, rashly come, and you think, you know what you say, you know, I don't need to tell you. But isn't so silly? such ego's false energy, sort of negative and false energy, working in your mind or in your brain. Instead of break out, you think maybe you welcome. You're going to say, how are you, ego? Please welcome. Have a cup of tea. Have chocolate, you know. So, making ego pleasing, you praise to the ego, same time. So, giving tea and a chocolate and a praise, every energy if you dedicate to the ego, what ego give you? What ego give you is all pollution in your mind. And you cannot breathe anymore with a so bad smell in your mind. So since now, instead of ego positive energy, welcome, as I told you past session today, that you are like police guide and pointing mindful and wisdom and tentatively watching, waiting for ego coming. And when come, instead of welcome, looking big eye wisdom eye, bigger than your head, you're watching. What are you watching? Wisdom, big eye, ego itself disappear. Remember? So, you check out the today mind is how to relate it yesterday experience of the ego's game. Checking, observing, how linked. And the same thing, last week, same thing, last month, you go through, and the same thing last year, through your head, all the way your life, you check up how the attachment ego identifies the big eye, how identify such different air and perceiving different view, which is a projection of ego mind. If your mind is not connected with the last year ego, there is no reason uncontrollably coming memory experience. Therefore, you check out how to relate mind continuously. Even snake or when you was child in mother's womb, you check up. Forgetting previous experience and clinging too much in the future is not realistic. Forgetting past and the present and so much clinging in the future is not realistic. At least unless you have telepathic power, next year you definitely live life. Who knows? You cannot make insurance future. How? Car insurance. Maybe you think, oh, we have car insurance. And we have insurance, aeroplane flyer. How can they guarantee your life is safe? Impossible. I'm sure you know there's so superficial guarantee, isn't it? And the dying people, they're not necessarily something sick, you know. A minute well, a minute drink a cup of tea, and life is disappear. You know. And we all know, isn't it? We are not young baby. We all know. We see. We experience. You can see enough checking. When you enough checking, you can see. Even if you was mother's womb, like snap, so much experience, ego and attachment. So you check up that also. Not come itself. It needs another matter. There is no self-existence without dependent another matter. Existence such conscious or mind or ego or soul. There's no permanent soul or ego and attachment or mind or you or physical or mental. Impossible. Wrong conception. Some Hindus religious think and also soul is permanent. And some Christian religious think also soul is permanent. Is wrong conception, misconception. No understanding, characteristic nature of soul, impermanent, meaning or connotation is changing, changing, that's all. How can you explain without changing the permanent soul? Impossible, there is. If you accept a permanent soul, then permanent human being. Impossible, permanent human being. Who is permanent human being? So, tonight, I would like you to check up all your experience, mind perceiving, sense world, from your mother's womb up to now, different interpretation, different opinion. You check up. It's so much helpful to integrate life rather than disorder. Mind too. So, but past beginning is you concentrate on breathing movement and the feeling. One point in it. First beginning, any time, first beginning is checking. First beginning, you put in your mind, this is checking. But when you put in one point in it, sort of sticking or mind putting, one object picking sort of, and concentrating, that perhaps we call Sanskrit samadhi, or maybe English called one point in it. Stay there. When the point somehow you reach, one point is steadier, as much as possible. When the mind beginning distracted, another thought comes, then you check it through all the way. I think this time, okay, I think better stop. And the next session, you meditate. Perhaps the next session, a short time, maybe some question answer. I think good. I think Dr. Neck going maybe or question answer is very good. You just open it. Whatever you think, you just say. What I'm thinking, just say. You know, no expectation. Just say. Don't worry. Perhaps I give bad question. Don't worry. Perhaps Dr. Nick, he freak out. He don't like my question. Don't worry. That I can guarantee he don't worry about. You know? You understand? He learned that already. You understand? So whatever you want to say, you just say. Or you agree, or you disagree, or you say, just say. So good, open. Worthwhile, dear. Nothing. It's worthwhile. We discussing is it, we're not for craving something meditative, not meditative. We're searching. You understand? Which is the best thing for the human mind. And we're searching not for yourself, for everybody. So, and sometimes also necessary when you discuss. Sometimes we know, we think we know. And when the discuss each other, coming different expression makes so much helpful. This is sort of, this discussion is psychotherapy. Okay? Psychotherapy. So we're working together and we're trying to solve the problem and help each other. That's why very useful. Each other, compassion. Okay? You're giving question to Nick is you have compassion to Nick. His misconception, you know? That's why. So worthwhile. Very good. Yeah, sure, of course. I mean, we're expecting, you know, we have misconception. You understand? So therefore, you don't worry. Good. Very good. Thank you so much. Okay? Thank you. Okay. Thank you.